This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The new Star Trek movie is the current box office king. Captain Kirk, Spock, and the whole Star Trek franchise have been around for more than 40 years. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates set off to find out how much cash the franchise has generated during its long life.
If you are a Star Trek fan, Gary Berman's Glendale, California office is your version of heaven. It is stocked floor to ceiling with Star Trek stuff.
We have pins and patches and t-shirts and hats and mugs and posters and autographed items. And
Berman's company, Creation Entertainment, sells collectibles at sci-fi conventions around the country. It's very profitable, but ask how profitable, and Berman demurs.
We're just a licensee, and everything that we produce is approved by the studio, and then a percentage of our merchandise sales goes back to the studio.
But which studio? Several mergers, splits, and acquisitions have made Star Trek's earnings a financial version of Who's On First. Tatiana Siegel reports on film for Variety, and she says Star Trek's ownership history is such a puzzle.
It's just impossible to actually come up with a figure of what the franchise is worth and what it has generated over the years, over the decades.
Man, battle stations, stand by main phases.
Battle stations, all hands, battle stations.
43 years worth of the various TV series, movies, and merchandise, nobody can keep up with it. Siegel even asked the chairman of Paramount to give her a guesstimate. He couldn't.
He said something to the effect of, if somebody had a figure, it would be made up, because there's just no way of actually saying that this is how much it made.
The short answer is lots. When the franchise's latest owner, Viacom, split, Viacom's Paramount became the prime custodian of the film properties, and CBS Corporation became the gatekeeper for Star Trek literary properties and TV, including promotional tie-ins like the current one at Burger King.
I'd like two Diet Cokes and a Star Trek glass.
Anything else?
$1.99 got me at warp speed, a glass with the Enterprise on one side and Officer Uhura on the other. Fast food promotions and mass market toys swell the Star Trek coffers, but there's also high-end stuff.
In this particular case, if you're hit by this, you would perish or be disintegrated.
Trevor Roth is the chief operating officer for GeneRoddenberry.com. The business started by Star Trek's creator offers the menacing Klingon gun, the classic transporter to beam you up, and the Enterprise's communication system at serious collector's prices.
Everything on the table is sitting around a $500 mark.
You're not going to find this stuff at Burger King or Toys R Us, but it does count as part of the tsunami of profit Star Trek has garnered over the years. Liz Kolodner is executive vice president and general manager of CBS Consumer Products. She's contacted daily with Star Trek opportunities.
I am constantly awed by the number of people that call me and write to me interested in using Star Trek intellectual property.
Enterprise-shaped buildings, a school based on the Starship Academy, you name it. It all has to get past Kolodner.
Space, a final frontier.
The stuff that does ends up adding to the most profitable entertainment franchise in history. Gives new meaning to the old Vulcan saying, live long and prosper. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.